This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Just you all tuning in. What's 1-877 Dr. Dahlia? 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I wish I had more sex education. Lord have mercy. I really could have used a lot more guidance. Okay? Who knew? The headlines today center around a couple stories. Of course, we're going to get to coronavirus. Apparently, beards might need to be shaved. We're going to talk about that one. I like beards. Beards are in, but yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. But South Carolina is being sued. This is going to be going to the federal court system because their 1988 law in place for sex ed is not inclusive of the LGBTQ community. And so the constitutionality of them only teaching about heterosexual relationships is going to be now discussed in the courts. On the other hand, we have in California, parents are upset that sex ed is too graphic and including too much diversity. So it's sex ed, I think, is an absolute cluster, if you ask me, on how it's being done, because it's not very uniform or consistent. And my sex ed was absolutely a waste of time. Now, I went to 12 different schools, so I got to have sex ed in a couple different years. I think it was taught in middle school. And I remember they kind of taught us about our body parts, you know, and I was like, really? My boobs aren't going to get... I mean, I was really flat-chested, you know, if you could ever imagine. And I'm like, no, you know, okay, you know, my mom and sister have good boobies, but I don't want boobies. I like being able to run. I like being able to be athletic, you know, and they kind of, you know, showed you what a boob was supposed to look like and all that. I was like, oh, I don't think I want those. And all of a sudden, I thought the class was bad luck, because within 6 months, I went from like, you know, an A training bra to like a double C. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh man, no more classes, please. Also in sex ed, I remember they the girls were separated from the boys, which I didn't like, you know, because most of my friends were the guys, right? I didn't want to hang out with the girls. I wanted to be in the guy class. I wanted to learn about penises and things like that. I didn't really want any more talk on boobies and things like that. And then what really broke the straw that broke the camel's back for me was they had this little cup of water, and the teacher had a tampon. And she goes, this is what, you know, is going to be, you know, in your vagina. And she dropped the tampon in the water, and the thing exploded. I mean, that tampon, like, exploded to, like, the size of a, I don't know, like a grapefruit. And I'm like, that's going to go in my lily? No, hell no. She goes, it's called a vagina. And, yes, you put that in there. And I go, what if I don't want it? She goes, well, then you're going to bleed all over the place. And I was so traumatized by that. I was like, no. Oh, because my parents would have talked to me about that stuff. You know, I just didn't. And you would think, you know, my mom and my sister and, you know, I mean, my sister was pretty and she was already dating and she was kind of, you know, doing her thing. And so I really couldn't talk to her. She was like, get out of here. You know, my father, you know, being Israeli, lech lecha, go, didn't want to talk to me about that. And my mom's like, you're too young. And then she didn't really want to talk about, you know, periods and things like that. She said, when the time comes, I'll give you a pad. And I'm like, a pad? I just was really frightened by the whole thing. And so, you know, to me, sex ed just really conjures up some really bad memories. With sex ed in schools, it has morphed into not only a discussion about sexual anatomy and reproduction and, you know, where you go from, you know, bed to baby, but, you know, or backseat of the car to baby, however you choose, but also orientation and identity. Now, I think the way the sex ed classes are set up is causing room for this confusion, for this, you know, critique, for these legal battles, because parents, who, by the way, should really be on the forefront of sex ed. Unfortunately, I didn't have parents that would. A lot of people don't, so the schools have to kind of pick up the slack. But parents are now in the position of feeling that their kids are going to be indoctrinated either way. Indoctrinated to just be heterosexual or indoctrinated to be LGBTQ, which where the science is nobody can indoctrinate you. You are who you want to be. And so then let's take that out of the equation of teachers teaching and, you know, they're that room for suggestion one way or the other. We need to take a couple steps back and go, what is it that the average preteen, because that's when sex ed is taught, what is it that the average preteen needs? They need their questions answered. They don't need to be lectured to. And they have a lot of questions. And they're really not interested in fallopian tubes and that. That could be taught in anatomy classes. They're interested in what to do if I get an erection in the middle of math class. What to do when my breasts hurt. I thought I had cancer. I thought I had cancer for the longest time because when people would bang into the hallway or near my locker, it would hurt so bad. And finally, I went to my mom crying going, I think I have cancer. And she's like, why? And I go, because my boobies hurt. She's like, no, first of all, you don't have boobies. You know, second, because you're flat. But I didn't realize, guys, testicles hurt. You know, somebody needs to kind of talk about the changes. And then a lot of kids want to know about, you know, masturbation. Is it a sin? Is it not a sin? Am I doing it right? Am I not doing it right? They want to know about, you know, sex. They want to know about if they have certain feelings, is it okay? So you almost should reconstruct sex ed to where people get one-on-one sessions privately with a counselor or teacher to discuss their concerns. I can't tell you, I had medical students, so they're in their 20s and 30s, talk to me about sex. They had these questions that were never answered. And so, you know, I think we need, when it comes to identity, when it comes to orientation, when it comes to masturbation, when it comes to these issues that parents have a lot of passionate feelings on one way or the other, because the last thing school districts need is to be sued. And, I mean, you know what, they're going to be sued one way or the other if they discuss it or if they don't. But what do these kids need? These kids need to know who they could talk to, what they do, are their feelings, you know, okay, because they're scared to death. They're scared to death that they might have feelings. They might have feelings for a teacher. They might have feelings for another kid. They might have feelings, you know. And so I think it's, I think we need to reconstruct sex ed as it's a year-long process with, you know, the basics and teaching them, you know, all the basics, but then allowing each student to have one-on-one time in counseling because that's really what they need. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, would love to hear from you. 1-877-362-3254. If you don't like looking up letters. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in, who have obviously many other options out there. And the fact that you listen to our show, we are really, really appreciative. Okay, Martin writes, can you discuss the risks of anal sex, and are these being taught to the children? Okay. The medical community does not suggest a form of sex, shall we say, is healthy or unhealthy. Okay? Because all sexual activity can introduce pathogens. When we discuss sex with our patients, we talk about unsafe sex practices. We talk about consent, you know. We talk about protection. We talk about pregnancy. But in terms of, you know, well, you could get an STD with, you know, anal sex. You could also get an STD with vaginal sex. You could get an STD with oral sex. So sex in general can be taught to kids, per se, if I'm kind of wording this well, discussing that there's risks to all of that. And again, when you lecture to students, I don't think lecturing is the right way to go. I think, like I said, we need more one-on-one or group discussions, to be honest. Kids are more engaged. They listen more. They can ask more questions. However, there is a difference between anal sex and vaginal sex in that with anal sex, obviously the anatomy is different. You don't have as much lubrication, although with women who are menopausal, there's could be some lubrication issues as well. And so whenever there's a lubrication issue, you have more of a risk of tearing and or even micro tears that could allow risk of infection. And so, you know, if we are to discuss, you know, other sort of complications from sex, you can include tearing. But again, any orifice could, you know, have that sequela. And then, you know, there could be bleeding. You know, some people have found that, you know, they might have issues with, you know, certain bowel movements depending on, you know, the vigorosity or the vigor and you know, strain that, you know, might have been put during anal sex. So these are things that, you know, we are concerned about. Very uncommon to see a perforation of the colon, but those have been documented. You know, hemorrhoids could be exacerbated, things like that. Again, you know, to teach a bunch of preteens this is, I don't think they would understand that. So in terms of health ed, you know, to kind of discuss that, having sex with certain orifices could have other sort of health manifestations. Yes, you can talk about that objectively. You can. But it's not something that has been a, very common discussion because it's, you know, there's been fear that it could be, it could be used to scare people away from anal sex and, you know, things like that. And so it's not something that I do believe is being brought up in sex ed. And like I said, sex ed is very inconsistent. So people in one school, you know, district may be taught one thing, in another. But a common question I get is how much should the school infuse into kids when it comes to politics? Now, we know in colleges, you know, there's always political discussions and, you know, teachers very easily get on the pulpit and, you know, say their view. And, you know, if students really like the teacher, then they're like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'll agree with them. But remember, sexuality is not supposed to be political. If somebody's straight, if somebody's gay, that should have nothing to do with politics. I know gay Republicans, and I know a lot of Republicans that are for LGBTQ rights. I know a lot of Democrats that have, you know, bias against LGBTQ. So it's not a political thing. People always try to, you know, look at religion and politics and, you know, social issues, and they say, well, the Democrats are for this, the Republicans are for this, when actually it really is blurred. Just like when we talked about abortion. You have a lot of Democrats that think, you know, the fetus is a life. You have a lot of Republicans that feel, you know, a woman should have, the choice. So, you know, you can't say it's cut and dry. But you do have, like what's going on in California, people are concerned that California could be, in their sex ed classes, could be proselytizing. Well, again, I stand by this and I always will. Somebody who wants to be straight, somebody who wants to be gay, that's innate. That isn't something you could teach or you can train or you can, whoever somebody wants to be with or love or fall in love with is not anything that can be browbeaten or what's the word for it when somebody tries to, not proselytize, but brainwash. So just because a school is discussing LGBTQ sex or gender identity with children does not mean that they're going to, you know, turn lesbian, gay, straight. Just like, you know, if you have a gay child and you try to, you know, lecture to them to be straight, that doesn't work. So I think the parents don't need to fear that. If, however, there are, shall we say, discussions of anti-Trump or anti-Joe Biden or anti-Clinton, or okay, that starts to get too far because they are bringing politics into this. You know, if they try to, you know, discuss, I don't know, you know, if you get pregnant, you know, many states are going to try to, you know, trying to find the right words to this, dissuade you from having an abortion, and you need to do the, you know, it's, if they get on certain political rants, again, no place for the school. So when I see what Martin's bringing up here, you know, if we're going to teach about sexual activity, then we need to teach kids about all the risks. And we do. We teach them about STDs. You know, we teach them, I'm hoping, about, you know, tearing and consent and assault and things like that. Personally, I think there should be more emphasis on how to prevent an unwanted pregnancy, how to prevent, you know, being attacked, how to protect yourself. You know, things you could do. I think children need to be aware of rape. I think children need to be aware of drugs. They need to be aware of stealthing. Stealthing is where people take off the condom. I think they do need to be aware of STDs. But depending on their youth and their maturity, there's a process that one has to go by to teach. You know, this is a problem I have that I've seen in multiple schools where people don't know how to teach, or they teach to the masses, and it's not the teacher's fault. The teachers, there's only one per 30-some kids. They could only do so much. But this idea of we're going to teach to one big classroom, and whoever gets it, gets it. Whoever doesn't, that doesn't work. All right? Small groups work. I think teachers need to learn the students' names, whether it's in a university setting, whether it's a high school setting. You need to learn the students' names. Students need to know that they matter. And then, if a teacher sees in a small group setting that the student is kind of nodding off, not interested, they should have a one-on-one with them on any topic. You know, I want you to learn this. You know, my job isn't complete until I make sure you learn this. You know, how can I make sure you learn this? You know, teacher, just let me take the test. All right, if they don't care, they don't care. But if it's, you know, I'm uncomfortable about this, or I don't want to talk about this, or whatever, then, you know, maybe that teacher can help that student get to somebody they want to talk to. But, you know, we have such a lack of resources for our hardworking teachers out there that, you know, these programs, whether it's math or these curriculums for math or science or history or whatever, is basically more unilateral in that somebody decides what's going to be taught, and then, all right, teachers, you just have to do this. And, you know, because they don't have the time and they don't have the resources for the creativity, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, room. So I'm not sure where this is going to go. In South Carolina, like I said, it's the National Center for Lesbian Rights and Lambda Legal said their lawsuit filed Wednesday seeks to overturn the Comprehensive Health Education Act of 88 as an unconstitutional violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment because sex education classes are only talking about heterosexual relationships. Maybe they should just take the term heterosexual out of it. Maybe they should just talk about sexual relationships. You have kids that, you know, will engage heterosexually or homosexually in anal sex, or, you know, maybe you should just talk about it in a general way. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is naming Debbie Birx as the coronavirus response coordinator. She currently serves as the administration's global AIDS coordinator and is a doctor. President Trump named Pence to coordinate the administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is praising the Trump administration's handling of the growing coronavirus fear.
The strategic move will ensure coordination across the government and empower our health experts as they expand access to lab testing, screening, and work with industry on developing a vaccine and a treatment.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is taking a commanding lead in South Carolina just days before its primary. Biden has 36% support in a new Monmouth University poll. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is next at 16%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for the first time, we have a patient in the United States that has contracted the novel coronavirus, the COVID-19, without, you know, being in China, meaning they got it from somebody here in the U.S. Total coronavirus cases thus far counted is 82,589. Total deaths are 2,800 thus far. Still low death rate, but still rising. Now, this patient in California, kind of an interesting backstory on this one. They didn't travel anywhere known to have had the virus. and the patient wasn't exposed to anyone that was known to be infected. So they believe this is the first case of community spread. He's from, or she from, we don't know the gender, Solano County, was admitted to UC Davis Medical Center last week, but was not tested until Sunday for coronavirus. This is according to a letter sent Wednesday to UC Davis staff and obtained by CNN. It's because the patient did not fit the existing CDC criteria for such testing. So that's a cluster. Which means the CDC criteria that they're using, whether it's fever, a cough, recent travel, etc., may not be very bulletproof. My guess is they didn't fit the existing CDC criteria because he hadn't traveled to China and hadn't been exposed to anybody who did. Dr. Dean Blumberg says that this suggests that the virus is out there in the community, and that means pretty much that everybody's at risk. We don't know who might be carrying it. We don't know who we can get it from. Again, they have no idea where the patient got this virus from. So they said you have to realize that this virus is so new that none of us have any immunity to it. So anybody who's exposed is at high risk of getting infected with this. Now, this patient is one of 60 confirmed cases of the virus in the United States, according to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. 42 cases are former passengers from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which, remember, started out with just one case. They had to be quarantined. Who knows if more would have been positive anyway, or is it because they were stuck on the ship? The other 15 are travelers coming back from China or their spouses, and then three others were repatriated from China. So how this California patient got the virus, they don't know. The agency has not ruled out whether the patient was exposed to a return traveler who was infected. I mean, now they have to go back and see who this person might have been exposed to. But if they went shop, I mean, we're talking 14-day incubation period. Do you remember where you were a week ago, a week and a half ago, let alone yesterday? So the patient was transferred February 19th to the medical center from another Northern California hospital with a suspected viral infection. UC Davis required testing for novel coronavirus by the CDC because, the UC Davis letter said, neither the Sacramento County nor the California Department of Public Health are conducting testing. Since the patient did not fit the existing CDC criteria for COVID-19, a test was not immediately administered. UC Davis Health does not control the testing process. So like it wasn't us. The CDC ordered testing on Sunday. Results came back positive yesterday. They said this is not the first COVID patient we have treated, and because of the precautions we have had in place since this patient's arrival, we believe there was minimal potential for exposure here at UC Davis Medical Center. So they assume people had coronavirus until they got tested. They did, though, ask a small number of employees to stay at home and monitor their temperature. Now, one of you had written me the other day about fevers and why the CDC or TSA is using fever. Because there's been cases of flu where the person did not have the fever. There's been cases of sinus infections where people don't get a fever. That the listener was asking about, you know, he doesn't ever get a fever when he gets sick, but he's had infections, you know, throughout his life. You're right. There are some people out there that might not, you know, mount a febrile response. You know, for me, I run like 96.3. I mean, my normal temperature is a little low. So if I'm 98.9, I am burning up. But I might not register on a thermometer. And so, you know, it's supposed to be more of a subjective fever where, you know, if you feel feverish, we aren't just looking at a basic number of 102 versus 103. But, you know, having a fever or not having a fever doesn't necessarily make or break if you have the illness or not. What I see with this case in California is demonstrative of we don't have enough testing kits or the tests are costing money and they're not ready to be mass testing. I'm scared, not because we had one person that got it from the community and all that. That's scary, but I'm more scared that we are seeing a hesitancy on screening people. I mean, I told you a couple weeks ago I saw a huge uptick in quote-unquote flu cases calling telemedicine. And I'm like, guys, do you mind going still into an urgent care or minute clinic to get swabbed for flu? Because if this isn't flu, you know, we need to see what else this could be. And so I'm not surprised if we have coronavirus already here. I think we would be really naive to think a country this diverse, with this much travel, with people having the ability to, you know, get through TSA without being screened, or Health and Human Services, that, you know, without being screened, I think we'd be naive to think that we don't have more coronavirus here in the country. But if we're seeing a hesitation on, well, you don't meet the criteria, so we're not going to test you. Test anybody that looks like they have flu-like symptoms. We're right now trying to investigate and figure out, you know, what the hell we have in this country. And the person's sick, the person is coming to you for help, test them. Now, you know, many of you have seen that when it comes to the U.S. government, they don't like to run a bunch of tests because they're worried about the positive tests might, the benefits may outweigh the risks. So they don't want us to, you know, do a baseline mammogram at 35 like we used to. Or, you know, mammogram you every couple years in your 40s. Those recommendations aren't there. PSA tests. They've taken away a lot of these recommendations because they don't want you to do a test, have a false positive, and then panic. Well, are they worried with these coronavirus tests that they'll get false positives? Are they trying to tell us that these tests aren't, you know, as good as they should be? We are right now in a data gathering mission to find out how many cases of coronavirus are here in the United States. So if you have somebody that thinks they have it, you test them. We aren't worried about, you know, well, you know, are we going to worry them? That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to figure out who has it. So this idea of, well, risks versus benefits, right now we are in let's find coronavirus mode. But you see, everybody right now is the guidelines are, well, have they traveled to China or been exposed to anybody? How the hell do you know if you've been exposed to somebody? I have not traveled to China recently, but I have been in grocery stores. I have been at birthday parties. I've been in restaurants. I have no idea who I sat next to. So what they're doing with these guidelines is, it's not, you know, well, have you been exposed to somebody who you think has it? Have you been exposed to somebody who tested positive? If you do, that is significant. If you've traveled to Wuhan, China, if you've been exposed to somebody who was positive, that is significant. But now we are past that stage where if it's floating around in the community, yeah, people are going to probably say, no, they don't know anybody who has it, but I'm sick now. So this was a little bit of a cluster. Now, we don't know how that patient is doing, but we need to scale up the testing. We need to scale up the screening. And, you know, we need to make more tests immediately. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so tragically, there was a shooting yesterday in Milwaukee where a Molson Coors employee shot and killed five of his coworkers before turning the gun on himself. He was 51 years old. And he has not been publicly named. We don't have his name yet. And he had opened fire on the Molson Coors campus Wednesday afternoon. This had a complex of some 20 buildings. There was more than 1,000 people at work. And the brewery is known for its big Home of the High Life sign. Apparently, the brewery has been closed still as of today, as authorities are trying to work out what could have been a possible motive. There was rumors yesterday that he had just been fired within the previous 24 hours. Others are saying, no, he's still an active brewery employee. Officials say that the victims' names are not going to be released for at least 24 hours as they work to contact family. No additional people were injured in the bloodshed, but we lost five, and then the shooter killed himself. So, apparently this rampage is the first shooting in a public place to kill four or more people in 2020. Now Milwaukee's added to a list of American cities that have had church shootings, workplace shootings, other, school, temple shootings, and then, of course, festivals. And I really, when we hear how you could go to work and one of your coworkers could be your demise, it's very frightening for a lot of people, just like anybody that would come into a church or school, or, you have people not on guard. They're going there because they have to be there. I mean, these kids have to go to school. They don't want to go to school. They have to go to school. You have, adults that they don't want to go to work, that love to call out, but they go to work because they have to go to work. And then for a coworker to come in and kill them. Now, we don't know if there were, specific people he wanted to kill, or if he just, on a rampage, decided to shoot willy-nilly. We don't have those results. But when I first heard that this might have been somebody who was fired within the last 24 hours, we've seen that story before, where somebody gets fired and then they want revenge. Remember the Roanoke news reporter and her cameraman were shot in cold blood in the middle of a interview from an ex-employee who was fired, who we believe thought that they had something to do with his getting fired. And we've talked about how a lot of these shootings or these domestic violence acts happen when somebody is broken up, is dumped, somebody is fired. The rejection of a person is enough to trigger some of the most unhumane acts we've seen. I mean, think about it. Okay, let's say, have you ever been dumped? And then you go into the refrigerator and you reach for the ice cream or you reach for the chocolate and you go, I just don't care. Or, I mean, I remember, I wasn't dumped, but I have been dumped many times. But I remember with this one relationship, he had to move to go off to graduate school. I had to move to go and, continue my medical school training. And we had to do part of our training in another city. So we decided it didn't make sense to continue this. And I was fine with that. But I remember telling myself, I am so done with guys. I'm done dating. I'm done. So here I am, a human being who wants to reproduce, wants to have babies later. But I remember after that saying, I am just done. I never want to date again. And so you make these rash decisions. It could be as mild as that. To unfortunately, I'm going to make them pay. And I can't tell you how many times I hear people leave a place of work and say, I can't wait to see that place go down. Now, people say that all the time, that casino treated them like crap, or this person treated them like crap, or this institution treated them like crap. So people are like, oh, I can't wait for them to go down without me, but who actually is going to be the one that actually takes it that next step where they decide that they're going to take revenge? Losing one's job is very, very tragic. And the way many companies fire you is also tragic. They think they're protecting others by having security march you off or locking up your office so when you get to work, you can't get into your office, or just saying you leave now and have security watch you pack your things or whatever. But, taking your badge, things like that. But the person can come back and do bad things. And you know, there's always been this discussion of, well, you know, when you break up with somebody, should you do it soft or should you just rip off the Band-Aid? I can't answer that. Because there's been guys where I just wanted to kind of let them know I'm not interested. I never dated them. I'm just not interested. And they just didn't get the point when I was nice. So finally, I'm like, back off. You know, with some people, you just have to be direct. I mean, you can't go, you know, we're going to fire you in the next few weeks. You really can't do that. But there has to be a way where we can predict who that person that's getting canned is going to act and how to protect yourself. I don't think we can. And the average person who probably is murderous, you know, probably pinged a couple people's radar at work such that that's why that person got fired. They were probably weird. They were probably angry. They were probably hostile. So they said, you're out of here. Get out now. Well, in that one case in Roanoke, the employee never went back to the station, but he decided to hunt down where his employees were, where coworkers were working. So it's, you know, when we're trying to decide who's going to be the next mass shooter, you have to look around yourselves and go, you know, is it going to be a student? Is it going to be a colleague? Is it going to be a family member? And many times we're like, I could really see that person a mass shooter. Nobody wants to say anything. They don't want to profile. They don't want to be politically incorrect. They don't want to tick off a family member. I know there's a lot of you out there that go, there's this one person in the family who I would not, you know, trust. When you hear of family members shooting up the family, obviously there's somebody who's a little bit of a whack job in that family, and that's the one that ends up deciding to do it. So, but then you have other people that are able to hide their issues and hide their hostilities or their murderous intent, and you never know. So, and then you have parents of kids. You wonder, gosh, the mother of Adam Lanza, who ends up shooting her and Sandy Hook Elementary, how did she not know her kid was going to be a mass murderer? Because they're in denial. We're all in denial. Nobody wants to think they're going to go to work or their coworkers is going to shoot them. You know, so people could say, well, employers and managers need to stop mistreating people. That would be nice. It's not going to happen. When you work for corporations or institutions, you get treated like crap. And even if you aren't treated like crap, even if you have a boss that's really, really cool, people always find reasons to be mad about something. So what we need to realize is we have a certain percentage of the population who want to kill. And how we go about screening for them is something that I think we should be debating. We debate gun violence and all that, but we don't debate this mental illness of people who want to murder others. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.